Clipper. But what is it?
I know every inch of this park. I don't think there's a wreck down there I haven't seen.
Honest, Dad, there is one. It's all covered with coral. I bet you only Flipper was the one who could ever spot it.
You suppose it's his imagination again, Dad?
Well, look.
Holy cats.
Maybe you have found something.
And there's lots more where that came from.
Better check that spot. If there is more, we better notify the park commissioner immediately. Come on, bud.
They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder. Flying there under, under the sea.
Finding that wreck. Now we're not even allowed to dive down there until those scientists are finished. Our own treasure. I guess I just don't understand government. If those scientists are so smart, how come they didn't find the wreck first? Well, I'll see you later, Flipper.
I'm sure you'll find my credentials in order.
Oh, this is my son, Bud. Bud, this is Dr. James from the Cooper Archaeological Institute in Boston.
How do you do, sir?
All with the doctor?
Oh, yes. Right. Well, Doctor, your letter from the Institute confirms my instructions from Washington. You are to survey the wreck for its historical significance. However, any articles you do find must remain here in Coral Key Park to be placed in our projected marine museum, right?
That is correct.
I hope you don't mind my being so formal about your credentials and my instructions.
Not at all. I realize you're responsible for the preservation of anything of value that the park contains.
Responsible is right. Oh, we've prepared a chart that'll pinpoint the exact location of the wreck. I think you'll find it helpful. And I've gotten you a small diving boat.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Doctor, if you like, I'll show you around so you'll be familiar with the area when you start tomorrow.
I'd appreciate it.
And I've also arranged for the local skin diving club to give you a hand. I talked to their president, Lars Rasmussen. Good diver, and he knows the waters well.
Well, now, that wasn't necessary, Ranger. Well, I guess they won't hurt if they don't get in my way.
Well, I'd say that's up to you.
Hey, Flipper could help you. He's the one that found the wreck.
Oh, so that's Flipper, huh?
Yeah, and he found this dagger, too.
Well, he probably stumbled on this, don't you think? I've always believed we read too much in what animals do.
Flipper!
Doctor, I'm sorry.
Here, sir.
Thank you. I'd like to get started now, if you don't mind.
Certainly.
What do you suppose made Flipper do that?
He thinks there's something funny about the duck.
What do you mean, funny?
Well, I don't know, but Flipper says so, and you can't fool him. Mm-mm.
Mr. Rasmussen, now that we've got your group covering this area off here, I'll survey this end here.
Right, Dr. James. This looks like a pretty exciting find.
Well, it's too soon to say yet.
Well, yes, of course. Well, we...
You just stay in your designated areas with your group. We'll map this area accurately.
Yes, Doctor. This is what we've recovered so far. Looks like a Spanish wreck, all right.
No, 18th century, probably. That's a very disappointing haul. Coral buried most of it. Oh, thanks very much for your help. I think I can finish by myself now.
Oh, this is quite a treat for us. We'll be happy to continue. If we can chop through enough of that coral, we might find a lot more.
If you don't mind, I'd like to finish by myself. I want to make some photographs, without disturbing any more of the positions of the wreckage.
If you say so, Doctor, I'll call them up.
Thing you can't really talk, you nosy fish.
James, I don't know what's the matter with him lately.
That fish has been plaguing me all day.
How'd it go, sir?
Oh, it's very disappointing. A few trinkets, coins, hardly worth the trouble. Well, not much of a contribution for your new museum, I'm afraid. Well, I'm afraid your treasure chest was just an empty old box, son. Not even worth bringing up.
But it fell full. You can even ask Flipper.
The dolphin? Well, now, how would I go about asking him?
Oh, that's too bad, Bud. I know you're disappointed. You know, treasure chests and sunken ships just seem to go together.
Well, that's because, like Bud,
Most of us would like to go on believing in the old stories of adventure we read when we were children, like Treasure Island, Captain Kidd. But any professional treasure hunter will tell you he's lucky if he hits a jackpot once in a lifetime.
Well, thanks for your cooperation, Ricks. Sorry our efforts weren't more fruitful.
Thank you, Doc.
Oh, I've got to go back to Boston to make my report tonight. Okay if I leave the boat at the dock in town?
Oh, that'll be fine.
Okay, thanks.
Have a good trip.
Thanks.
Well,
I don't trust that Dr. James.
What?
I said I don't like the Dr. James.
And on what do you base that severe opinion?
Well, Flipper says so.
Flipper, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Now, look, Bud. I have never doubted that Flipper is the most remarkable animal in the world. But even though he is your best friend, animals do have a different way of judging human beings than we do, you know. They react by instinct. But you're supposed to weigh facts. Get it?
Yeah, but what about the treasure chest?
Well, what about it? You heard the doctor say it was empty.
Yeah, but I don't think so.
Bud, well, that's enough. And while we're at it, Bud, in the future, I wish you could communicate a little better with Flipper regarding being more courteous to our guests. Sandy, let's take this over to headquarters. See you later, Bud.
Gun, I'd make short work of you. Now you stay away from me, you hear?
What is it, Flipper? Well, if it has anything to do with that Dr. James, I can't go. Dad'd murder me. Well, maybe it is okay. Now that they're finished working on the wreck. Don't make so much noise. Don't advertise it.
I suppose Flipper told you to come out here and spy on me.
Well, as a matter of fact, yes.
Just what did you expect to find?
Oh, I don't... Well, maybe me and Flipper made a mistake.
Well, I guess everyone's entitled to a mistake. Even a dolphin.
What are those?
I'm sorry you asked that, son.
There was something in that treasure chest, and you're trying to run away with it!
Turn the boat over!
I'll teach you to get smart with me.
Don't let him blow me ashore, Flipper.
Under arrest, Mr. whatever your name is. And you'll be interested to know that I just received a wire from the real Dr. Alfred James. He's arriving here later today.
Another scientist?
A real one this time, bud. The one whose papers you apparently stole from the Cooper Institute.
Do you mean we have to go through this all over again?
Well, we're gonna handle it a little differently this time, sport.
Maybe the real Dr. James will let us help him with his treasure hunt.
It seems to me you won't have any choice. Look, Flipper's at work already.
What did he say?
He said I should have listened to him in the first place.
That's right. Can't fool Flipper.
Well, at the moment, I'm in no position to argue with that.
Everyone loves the king of the sea. Ever so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do when children are near, and how they laugh when he's near. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under the sea.
Thank you.